USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Prosecutors at a federal hate crimes trial face a challenge in proving that racial animus motivated the three men who murdered Ahmed Aubrey, a jogger shot in a Georgia neighborhood. After 5 days of jury selection, the federal trial of Gregory McMichael, his son Travis McMichael, and neighbor William Bryan is set to begin today in the coastal town of Brunswick. The Durham investigation says it has found three on Hillary Clinton's campaign team. They were the architects of the hoax Russia collusion that dominated mainstream media for years. One of those names is current National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. Mexico has confirmed that the United States government has suspended all imports of Mexican avocados after a U.S. plant safety inspector in Mexico received a threat from the cartels. The Los Angeles Rams are Super Bowl champions once again, defeating the Cincinnati Bengals 23-20. USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water project, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15, decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
After the Durham report finds a current Biden administration official as being a part of the Russia collusion hoax, government agencies spying on us is a reality if no one stands up to it. Ohio Representative Jim Jordan on One America News.
This is a real concern, and I think we need to view it in context. As I have said before, you know, it was a few years ago when the IRS targeted people who had a different political point of view. They went after conservatives. And then 5 years ago, it was the FBI saying, we're going to spy on a major presidential campaign, President Trump's campaign. And then, of course, just a few months back in the fall, in October, we learned that the DOJ was actually spying on moms and dads. We had a whistleblower come forward with an email in the FBI, with an email that he gave to us that said that they were supposed to put a threat tag label, this designation on moms and dads, this label, this tag on parents who were showing up at school board meetings saying, don't make my kid wear a mask to school all day long.
USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Quote, this is the most out-of-touch administration I have seen in my lifetime. That's Congresswoman Kat Kamrick, the Republican from Florida. She was on Newsmax and said the administration of President Biden is the most out-of-touch she's ever witnessed. The southern border is her proof.
It's just more misdirection from this administration. It's laughable that they are now stipulating, oh, well, this includes the northern border as well, because we've known for this entire time that the southwest border really is open, it's porous, and it's where the majority of people, the vast majority of people, are coming through. So for us to get these numbers and then to stipulate that, you know, this includes the northern border.
Yeah.
Well, you know, this is what's so crazy. We're just talking about the border. We all know that this is a crisis. Fantastic job of really exposing what is happening at the southwest border. Yet the administration talks nothing about it. Now they want us to redirect focus to Ukraine and the Ukrainian border. You know, I think of how words matter in the context of global leadership and national leadership. And coming out of the White House, Biden's been pretty sloppy with his words.
About 3 weeks ago, Ars Technica first reported that astronomers were tracking the upper stage of a Falcon 9 rocket from 2015 that will hit the moon March 4th. NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory now says the object is not a Falcon 9 rocket at all. JPL claims it's a Chinese rocket that was launched in October of 2014. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.